This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening and watching The Alex Jones Show. In battle, battle hardened, but only here because of your support. And, of course, God's providence. Thank you for joining us. All right. I want to get more into the nuclear blackmail that Biden's involved in. It's so insane. I can't even believe it myself. The FBI director saying terror attacks everywhere are imminent while they leave the border wide open. They think we're too stupid to figure that out. A little first look at my big interview with Tucker Carlson coming up tonight. A huge communist arrest in Venezuela. Other opposition figures, kind of like they're doing here in America with Trump. And others, huge illegal alien hordes pouring across. The Border Patrol says record levels broken. One in four who took Pfizer jab have experienced unintended immune response and immune issues. Huge news on that front. Major criminal investigations and civil investigations of Facebook for aiding pedophiles. We've just got a lot to cover today. But I wanted to go ahead and go to a clip, as I mentioned it, of Vivek Ramaswamy last night talking about January 6th, because it is a big deal. And this is the branding of the American people as terrorists, and it's all based on a fraud, and they've now deleted the videos and most of the transcripts of who they interviewed. Because they're interviewing Rams, is like, yeah, orchestrated the attack. Let's quote. I mean, it's insane. So we'll go to that clip, come back, and then just plow through all of it today. Special guests in studio coming up the third hour. Here it is.
Okay. January 6th.
Sure.
There is no evidence that it is an inside job. It was a fringe conspiracy theory that the Trump-appointed FBI director, Christopher Wray, has said explicitly over and over is just not true.
So let me, I appreciate the opportunity to address it. I was an anti-woke crusader leaving the business world, and if you had asked me 3 years ago, is there some chance January 6th is an inside job, I would have said that was crazy talk. I would say looking at the facts of the video footage that have come out, Dana, it is shocking that you still haven't gotten a clear answer of how many federal agents were in the field that day. Look at now the video footage of actually throwing explosives and rubber bullets into what was a peaceful crowd, then releasing to the public what came in response to that. But now look at the video footage that was released, and I'm glad we're talking about it because viewers deserve to look at that footage. Capitol Police literally letting people in who were then now prosecuted. Some of them have gone on to commit suicide because of what the government's doing. That is a case of entrapment, and I think the government has not been transparent about this, which is why I then brought up another case where the government, now 20 years later, with declassified documents, tells us that they lied to us at the time.
And
so I do think we have a government that's consistently lied to its people.
But an inside job suggests that everybody was who attacked the Capitol was
I didn't say that, but I was saying that there's entrapment going on. There's entrapment going on, and it looks like a case of entrapment. And if you look at even over
what
the last day.
What do you mean by entrapment?
Entrapment means that the police goaded people to do something otherwise than they otherwise wouldn't have done, and then they arrest them for actually doing it.
And you don't think it was actually the former president who
I think that was the media narrative. Now look at actually
we
hard
heard
case.
Him, we heard
well,
him
I'm
with our
ask
own
you
ears.
About a case and see what you think about this, right? You guys said this for a long time about the Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping plot. Suddenly gone silent after it comes out of trial that absolutely that was a case of entrapment, which is why two of those people were acquitted. So I'm saying this as somebody who, on the other side of this, as a biotech CEO, somebody who was even anti-woke. But if I was looking at this, I would have said a lot of this is crazy talk. But if you actually get into the details, I think it is startling how much the government has systematically lied. And I think it's both parties over the course of the last 25 years.
But on
the
January
left used to be better
6th,
pointing this out and being skeptical of the government.
The most,
but now it's the right.
Which is the most aggressive, offensive attack on the U.S. Capitol and on democracy itself that we have seen in our lifetime and in many, many lifetimes, to say without evidence that it was an inside job.
I'm not saying it without evidence. I think that what we're seeing now is the video footage that's come out. I was in a different place before a lot of that evidence came out. But you have to respond to the evidence. What is your response, or what is anybody else in CNN's response to the video footage that was released of Capitol Police literally just peacefully allowing people into the Capitol?
What we know is that 850 people have been convicted of crime.
But the reality because many of them were convicted before that information was released.
And do you think that former President Trump has anything to do with
this? No, because you're bringing up a really good point, and your audience and everybody deserves to know the truth about this. Normally, there's a rule in constitutional law. It's called the Brady Rule. You have to turn over exculpatory evidence to the other side. In this case, it wasn't turned over because the DOJ said Congress was sitting on.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
So what I do when I study history and geopolitics and what the globalists' actual battle plans are, most of it's public, is I see how it all fits together and where they're going and how they're augmenting and changing their operation, but always still going in the same direction. Making you poor, isolated, dumbed down, poisoned, and then finally killing you. And everything they do is about this war, cold-blooded against the people, use us as guinea pigs, develop life-extension technology for the ruling elite. I mean, once you figure out their game plan, it all makes perfect sense. And then you can talk about stuff on air and hypothesize, then you'll almost always find their own Rand Corporation and Carnegie Endowment and Rockefeller Foundation and WEF and Club of Rome and UN and CFR and Royal International Affairs. And you read it, and it's word for word what we've already looked at and come up with. So my greatest frustration is trying to get people to realize evil exists. I mean, you know, sometimes your neighbor will do horrible things, or somebody in your family, or you've been cheated and screwed over in your life before. You know there's bad people. And then government and corporations at the top are always the worst groups, because evil people get into power, and then they can carry out larger operations. And they have this instinct to hate other people's success and to want to hurt people. That makes them feel powerful. That's why it's on record that the majority of the clients of people that want to do bondage, where they torture women, that's the most popular thing for CEOs, is to want to tie a woman up and slap them and do horrible and beat them and do terrible things and hurt them. And conversely, the other big group in CEOs is they want to be dominated and they want to be hurt, because that's what they do all day to other people. They then fetishize that. The hottest thing in D.C. and also in Miami, it was in the Washington Post last week, is Democrats, high level, want to be slapped around by somebody wearing a Trump outfit. These are sick people. I never get sick of sunsets. I never get sick of a ribeye steak. I never get sick of swimming or hiking or playing cards or pool or going to church or, you know, just hanging out with my family, because I'm satisfied, because I've got a connection to God. These people have to do evil because they've already done so much evil. Nothing thrills them anymore until they go deeper down the rat hole. And I'm not going to get into their psychology anymore. It's disgusting. That's why pedophilia is rampant. But pedophilia is not the lowest level of the elevator into the mine shaft. Torturing and killing children is the next level. And the very lowest level is having women in low-level satanic cults up at the very top bring babies to term that they secretly abort and then torture and rape for days in a Black Sabbath before they drink their blood and kill them. Now, that's real, and you see The Washington Post, the New York Times, just this week, major women's publications came out. Oh, what's the name of the really famous one? The Woman's Magazine. Cosmopolitan. Yeah, last week. Women all over America are going to abortion clinics that specialize in Satanism, and we say satanic prayers, and then we kill the baby, and then the mother prays to Satan, and in some cases they eat the baby. So it's about her and her power, and Gloria Steinem of the CIA wearing shirts. Yeah, I love abortion. I killed that little bastard. They don't say it's a blob of flesh anymore, dehumanizing it. No, they go, you bet it's a person. And it's about women's rights. I'm going to kill that baby. They're searing your conscience. They are taking you to the ninth circle of hell. They know what they're doing. And I'm sorry to have to report this to you. But it's not a rumor. It's not in old movies and things that Count Dracula, you know, brings the babies to the women. And then the women all get around and bite and drink the blood of the baby on an altar. You go, what is this in his book? Because it's real, folks. It's real. Now, they don't live forever. But the spirits that they get possessed by, and if you don't believe in that, it's where they go. It's the archetype they trigger if you just believe in Jungian psychology. The Nazis did blood rituals at the SS facilities. Same thing. Joseph Mengele did it because you start raping and torturing kids, folks, cold wind blows in the room. There's something there. Ooh, this is really bad what I'm doing. Yeah. Because God is not in that space. God goes zoom out. And the devil goes zoom in. And these are people that literally commune with these interdimensional creatures whose sport is hurting us. So stop denying it's real. Where did this embedded psychology come from? Why does every culture collapse with human sacrifice and devil worship of children? It's real. But there's another level to the elevator that goes down, not up. It's not just molesting children, stealing their innocence. It's not just raping them. It's not just torturing them. It's not just killing them. It's not just having women take babies to completion and then hooking the baby up and having all of its bone marrow and its juices sucked out and its liver and heart put in a blender. And then the men drink it. They eat it. They inject it. Adrenochrome is a metaphor for that. Adrenochrome is the patented name on the EpiPens that's concentrated adrenaline. And yeah, Hunter S. Thompson wrote about it, and that's a real thing Satanists do. They get the adrenal glands of people they've killed, or even they'll buy it from people at a morgue, and then they eat it, you get really high off of it. It's like saying you go to the butcher shop, and there's six different types of meat. There's fish and poultry and, you know, pork and beef and lamb. Adrenochrome is just one, like, you know, like giblets or something on the menu. Can I get some giblets? Or you know, can I get a pork chop over there? But how do we know this? Well, we know what Jeffrey Epstein was doing at Zorro Ranch. We know what Peter Nygaard convicted was doing. The son of a bitch was on national TV with these gorgeous black supermodels because they don't have recessive genes. You know, when the black supremacists go, you cave-dwelling, mutant white people, I'm proud to be a mutation, and you can be proud to have non-recessive genes. But it is true for stem cells, you want non-recessive. It has a better effect in your body. Your body will accept it better because it's all the genes will basically accept it. And they're saying, I'll pay you hundreds of thousands of dollars. I mean, to play the clip, I played it probably 20 times. It's in my book, transcript of it, published by an imprint of Simon & Schuster. They had to fact check every line of this. That's why it took almost a year to write. And they get up there and brag, I'll pay you all this money. I want you to have a baby, and I'm going to suck it dry, and I'm going to inject all its juices, and then I'm going to eat it. They don't spare a single hair. They eat every bit of it. And the left makes jokes about this and laughs because they're in on it, folks. The low-level devil worshippers that attack us all day, they're the Renfields that are reserved. You know, they eat the bugs. Remember, everything is in Bram Stoker's Dracula. Pull up Bram Stoker's Dracula. I haven't read it in 20 years. I should read it again. There's a count. He's the prince. He's the king. He lives under the church. He comes out at night. He brings babies to his women. He goes out and takes over the women and the culture to control the children. It's an archetype of it. But his familiar, his minion, is Renfield, who's not a full vampire. He can even be out during the day. But all Renfield gets is bugs. He will eat the bugs. And if he's really good and brings Dracula more children, he occasionally gets a rat. And what does Klaus Schwab say? He will eat some bugs. Figure it out yet, folks? And again, Prince Charles is the main heir. 50 generations of California.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I even start on Prince Charles and Jimmy Savile and raping the dead bodies of children. That's confirmed mainstream news. Jimmy Savile had the highest security clearance you can get in the British government. I think like 20 people have it. You just need to understand that this is extremely real. And they're telling you through fiction what we're really up against. Bram Stoker's Dracula is not a novel. It's not fiction. It's a documentary. Oh, the names have been changed. Now, I've got all this incredible news and all these incredible clips and the border wide open, people finally waking up to it, and huge change. But I don't know how I don't go back to the World War III news. I mean, I wanted Vivek on. He wanted to come on. And, yeah, January 6th is important. And so is the open border, and just all of it's being done by the same people. But when Biden says on national television, get the full clip ready, well, we can't let Russia win. And if Congress doesn't give me this $106 billion, we're going to have to put U.S. troops on the ground. U.S. troops have been there for 9 years, and they have dumped a lot of them in now, and U.S. contractors, you name it, have been killed. And that is insane, and that is dangerous, and that is not in Russia's doorstep. That is in Russia's birthplace. And I'm not a Russophile. I'm also not a Russophobe. And I am a history file. I love history. And we're starting this, not us, but our hijacked government is. And it's a runaway train over the edge of the cliff, and it needs to stop. And we got a guest coming up next hour, a lot to cover, but I think we should open the phones up for the full show tomorrow. No, we've got some guests. We may cancel them. Just to talk about, have you ever heard a U.S. president say, give me $106 billion, we got to put troops into Ukraine, they're going to fight Russians, and we can't let Putin win, he's going to invade Europe? I mean, have the Russians ever invaded Europe? Yes. The last year of World War II, at the behest of the Allies and the French, the UK, the US, they went in and took over some countries. And it was communism, and it was terrible. But Russia's whole history, other than that, has not been expansionary. They've got too much land, and Putin says that, and that's the Russian doctrine. I mean, folks, if you look at 90% of the Russian population is in far western Russia. And then it's equivalent of three United States. I mean, you think driving them through the West, where you don't see a gas station for hours, desolate. Russia's just pine trees and mountains and rivers and lakes, and it looks gorgeous. Yeah, I've seen the video. I've never been there. Like the most pretty areas of Canada. Russia's like four or five Canadas, and there's nothing there. They sold us Alaska for nothing. Red Alert broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Biden holds planet hostage, threatens direct war with Russia if Congress doesn't deliver $106 billion to Zelensky. The madness of this, the danger of this. And then look at this. Senate Republicans block Ukraine-Israel funding bill amid border fight. Border row. Biden, help Ukraine now or send Americans to fight Russia with NATO later. If Putin takes Ukraine, America troops will be fighting Russia. Putin has said he doesn't want Ukraine. He wants the eastern area as a security buffer. That's the stated policy. And I'll say this about Putin. He's been very honest about what his aims are. And I'm no Neville Chamberlain here. You say, oh, Hitler, we can trust him. No, no. The West started this fight. The same people trying to cut your son's penis off, cut your daughter's breast off, the same ones with drag queen pedophile time, the same ones sex trafficking 400,000 children and slave trafficking them, and it's in Congress. Those people, just like Hitler and Napoleon, have got this Russia hard on. And I get it. It's the biggest country in the world, and it's full of resources, and it should be easy to go beat those Russians. Except the Russians will fight to the last person. And they've got the biggest nuclear weapons stockpile in the world. Might not be a good idea to continue down that road. All right, look, I'm going to table this. But it's just insane to have a bunch of crazy pedophiles like Joe Biden up there running this show and running this right in the ground. I want to get into the border because finally it's like when the alarm goes off on the oven and you've been cooking the turkey for 5 hours and it's done. The turkey's done. And I told you the last year they would pivot and come out and claim that, oh, we're not for the broken border. It's the Republicans' fault, and we got a plan for amnesty, but then we'll shut the border once we've done that. 400-plus thousand missing children, 80-something thousand. They've got connections to sex slavery, everything else. The Border Patrol's ramming down fences. Bulldozers are running down barbed wire to let the illegals in. There are standoffs with the Border Patrol and the State Police of Texas, literally with their hands on their guns saying the feds order this border open. And like, I'm no fan of Greg Abbott, but he's gotten better the last 2 years. And he's actually been trying to do some stuff down there. And, oh, the feds order the water barriers taken down, or all of it. People that are mad at Abbott just need to know his constituents have got on his ass. He's actually been doing a lot better job, so he's not our issue. And I got all these videos. I love you, Biden. Thank you for everything. And the thousands of illegals wearing Biden T-shirts. You've already seen it. We've got how many videos? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 clips from the border. We'll cover when we come back. Listen, there's no other show like this in the world. More and more people are getting it. People are on target, so we're almost obsolete. We're almost vestigial. We're almost ceremonial, but not yet. I got a few years left in me. Our most important work is at hand, but I can't do it without you. So when I fire the bat signal, I'm firing it for real. If I got one thing, like Tony Montana said, it's my word. And I don't break my word or my balls for nobody. If I tell you something, I believe it. I may be wrong sometimes, but let me tell you something. I don't lie, folks. Cops pulled me over. You've been drinking? Yeah, that bottle of wine. Beer, you're going to jail. Why did I do that? It was that moment. I'm like, I'm going to blow clear. Be some good publicity getting arrested. Yeah, I had a half bottle of wine 2 hours ago. Took me to jail. And I just did it. I didn't do it as a stunt. I just like, you know what? Your wife asked you to cheat on me? Yeah, I went ahead and did it. You know, you reach a point where you just start telling the truth all the time. And am I proud of the things I've done? Hell, I've killed at least 10 of my children, folks. The left always makes a big joke about it. Why would he admit he did that, but this thing's against abortion? Because I know I'm wrong. I repented of it. I didn't know what I was doing when I did it. I've admitted it. And I'm trying to be good, and I've gotten way better than I ever was. The difference is I know good from evil, and I'm trying to be good. These people don't. So I need your support. Store on free shipping, double Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. X2 back in stock, Turbo Force back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com, and a copy of my book, The Great Awakening. Please get the book. That's critical. It's a great book, and I need the funds, and that helps me pay my bills, because, again, I don't just pay the bills here. I got to pay my... Never forget that the answer to 1984 is 1776. We've come a long way in the fight against tyranny, and it's been listeners and viewers like you that have kept us on air. That's why we bring you the very best products, so you love them, so you enjoy them, as you come back and get them again and again, so we can stay on the air in the fight against the globalists, because it's viewers like you that keep this operation on air. And here we are, another Christmas is here, being the biggest sale of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off, store-wide, my new book, The Great Awakening, thing. Get a signed or unsigned copy. It's all there. X2, finally back in stock. Turbo Force, finally back in stock. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I want to thank you all for your support. We're in this fight together. I will encourage you now to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Conservatively, since Biden stole the election. Well, Biden couldn't even dress himself. The people that control Biden, he's just their front man. But now you've got press conferences by the Democrats, Republicans, Biden saying the border's broken. But it was Biden that said, when I win the election, via fraud, he said, I will win, don't worry. I want you to immediately surge the border. Then he comes out yesterday and says, well, or 2 days ago, well, it's broken now. We got to fix it. I got a bunch of the latest clips on this. But first, let's just recap that again. where Biden says immediately surge the border, and then he says actually it's broken now because he broke it.
Do as president is several more things because things have changed. I would, in fact, make sure that there is, we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression.
Like I said, I am willing to make significant compromises on the border. We need to fix the broken border system. It is broken.
Yeah, because you broke it. Trump fixed it. One of Trump's biggest accomplishments, along with the Supreme Court. Here's an illegal immigrant after crossing the southern border thanking Biden.
I love you, Joe Biden. Thank you for everything, Joe Biden. I'm a good person. I want to be a good person here in the United States.
I came here because I want quality life. You know, America is a land of opportunity.
But you'll be put into the Democrat plantation now. Let's go to a clip from Arizona this morning. As record high illegal crossings surge the southern border in Arizona alone, 12,000. Here it is.
No, it's not stopping, Dana. The numbers are actually getting even worse. Multiple CBP sources telling me this morning in the last 24 hours, Border Patrol alone has made more than 10,000 apprehensions of illegal immigrants. That does not even include CBP ports of entry. And you can see the situation here in Lukeville behind us. We got well over 800 people waiting in line here after they crossed illegally overnight, waiting to be apprehended by Border Patrol. Once again, it's like deja vu from yesterday. You can see these guys are coming in from all over the world, a lot of African men, mostly single adult men here. Some of them were setting campfires overnight in the cold, camping out here, waiting to get taken into custody by Border Patrol. But CBP source is telling me in the last 24 hours in this Tucson, Arizona sector, there were almost 2,900 apprehensions, and the Border Patrol facilities out here are currently running 200% of their capacity. That is why there are so many people out here waiting to be taken into custody by Border Patrol. Now, Arizona has a Democrat governor. Her name is Katie Hobbs. She has not yet sent any state resources down here. No Arizona troopers, no Arizona National Guard. That's unlike what we've seen in the state of Texas with Governor Greg Abbott. Well, Governor Hobbs is calling for more federal action when it comes to helping in Arizona. Take a listen.
We need the federal government to act and provide more resources, and we've been very clear about that. There's a lot more they could be doing, both the Biden administration, and again, I know this is beating the drum that we've been beating for decades. But
that's the woman who stole the election. Hit pause.
Really,
oh, we've been beating it for decades. We're trying to stop it, like Hochul in New York and all of them. Oh, come here immediately. Oh, no, we don't want you. Because they want their constituents to now think they're not the ones behind it, as if you don't have what? A memory. Their whole system hinges on not having a memory. She steals the election in Arizona, hands down. They tell the illegals come there, and now she's like, back it up 10 seconds. She's like, oh, as we've been saying for decades, we've got to have a system to make this legal. You're making them legal when they get there. You told them to come there. They give illegal alien families $90,000 a year to come here while veterans are thrown on the street on record. This is just so outrageous. Go ahead and finish the clip.
We need the federal government to act and provide more resources, and we've been very clear about that. There's a lot more they could be doing, both the Biden administration, and again, I know this is beating the drum that we've been beating for decades, but we need comprehensive immigration reform to really thoroughly address this issue.
And as people continue pouring into the country, so too are narcotics. Take a look at this image out of Nogales, Arizona, a couple hours away from us. CBP officers at the port of entry there stopping a car and finding over 1 million fentanyl pills hidden in that smuggler's vehicle. Thankfully, they were able to seize that. Then we want to take you back to this video from yesterday. Take a look at this. We showed you these images yesterday of illegal immigrants pushing through a breach in the border wall that had been cut through by smugglers. This happened right in front of Border Patrol. All these people came spilling through the wall trying to take advantage of the situation. Then a human smuggler looks at our camera, gives us a shrug, and salutes us. Well, GOP presidential candidate, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, reacted to that video. He posted a tweet which says in part, quote, "The cartels are laughing at us now, but they won't be when I'm commander in chief.
Yeah, right.
Any cartel operative caught cutting through the border wall will be left stone cold dead." And back out here live, that goes to one of his campaign promises, essentially saying if they see any cartel members bringing fentanyl in or cutting through the border wall, he will authorize the use of lethal force. And back out here, you can see the situation. It looks like Border Patrol's in for quite another busy day out here in Lukeville, which remains the epicenter of this border crisis. Walk with me a little bit more. You can see campfire set here overnight. They're trying to stay warm. And this isn't the only line of people here. If we can look a little bit ahead, they're keeping family units, women, children, families separate from these single adult men. And
absolute bedlam, the collapse of the United States in front of everyone. In your face. They just take the children and hand them off to whoever. Really is simply amazing. Let's play Obama's DHA secretary saying we truly are in a crisis that they created. Let's play that clip. Let's play Kirby, the twin White House press secretary, because depending on how he runs things, the poison shots, the more they run it all, killing our troops, they run it all. They're here to destroy us, literally. You're globalists, you capture the government, the military is against the people. Not the rank and file, but the top is. I hear those clips.
Well, first, Mika, thanks for having me. A little bit of context here. When I was in office in Kirstjen Nielsen's job at her desk, I'd get to work around 6:30 in the morning, and there'd be my intelligence book sitting on my desk, the PDB, and also the apprehension numbers from the day before. And I'd look at them every morning. It'd be the first thing I'd look at, and I probably got too close to the problem. And my staff will tell you, if it was under 1,000 apprehensions the day before, that was a relatively good number. And if it was above 1,000, it was a relatively bad number, and I was going to be in a bad mood the whole day. On Tuesday, there were 4,000 apprehensions. I know that 1,000 overwhelms the system. I cannot begin to imagine what 4,000 a day looks like. So we are truly in a crisis.
So we heard the FBI director yesterday testify that he sees flashing lights everywhere related to terrorism. What's the level of concern of the president about who's walking across our southern border with those 1.7 million gotaways over the past three fiscal years?
The president is always concerned about threats to the safety and security of the American people, whether those threats come from the southern border area or from elsewhere around the world, in particular threats to Americans that are living overseas. It's always on his mind.
And specifically about the southern border, so then why not cut that flow? Stop that flow.
As the president said, he's all about border security. And that's why he added money in the supplemental to increase border security, including some 1,300 additional Border Patrol agents. And again, more asylum officers, more resources to crack down on fentanyl coming across that border. he believes strongly in border security.
They told him to come here. They facilitate him. 80%+ are getting away. It's not 1 million. It's not 3 million. It's 10 million. The illegal aliens are crawling around everywhere. We don't just have them cutting the border wall. We have the federal government running bulldozers over the fences that Texas put up. Okay? Kirby and all of them literally are behind the poison shots to murder you and your family. Our military sees they're at war with us, just admitted, and now they're involved in nuclear blackmail across the population. And we got all these videos of Border Patrol with their guns telling U.S. reporters, get out of there. Our government's captured by evil.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So
Keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Never got to it, but I kept it on the desk because I meant to hit this, and I'm going to hit it now. But this article right here is so important from Zero Hedge, and you can look this up. It's happening. This is in the local news there. Michigan Township creates militia to defend the right to bear arms. It needs to be through the city, through the county, official, not hidden, not running around the woods doing maneuvers. I'm not saying don't do that, but that's where the feds come and set you up and tell you you're in a secret operation of the militias in the Constitution, to the Bill of Rights. It's the Civil Defense Corps, but it's the previous name for it. We need to bring that back, but not just a military group of the posse to help during fires or riots or, you know, killers going around. And not where it's neighbors spying on neighbors, what they said politically, but when the sheriff calls you out in an emergency and here's what we're looking for, that's the power of the people. That's the healthy side of that. But we need medical militias of nurses and doctors leading it with the community during a pandemic, during a crisis, that are talking about the science, talking about what's working. Because when your government's been hijacked by a UN treaty and it's running your life and the federal government's been seized, we can't just count on Trump to get back in. We've got to take control of our school boards and our medical boards and the local systems now. Citing possible political targeting under a new state gun confiscation law, the board of Houlton Township, Michigan, adopted a resolution creating a voluntary community militia dedicated to preserving the constitutional right to bear arms. Now, the feds will try to infiltrate that, record people, and claim they're planning violence. But if thousands of counties or hundreds of counties even around the country do it, and it's all at, if the pro-Second Amendment militia is marching in the Thanksgiving Day parade or the 4th of July parade, we win. But they can make you hide in the woods and act like you're all paranoid and it's a secret operation. You're being led by a fed. They used to, with the feds running the militia in the U.S. discredited in the 90s and 2000s, say, well, when I'd warn people, hey, if you're running around and there's some guy trying to tell you ready for war with the government, you're trained to do this and that, making lists, that's a fed. And it would come out over and over again. They were feds. They'd say, Jones is a fed. He's saying don't trust the militia. Well, he's against the militia. He's against America. No, I'm against you being set up. But we need civil defense, and we need the sheriffs, and we need community. We need to elect mayors and county commissioners and school board administrators that are in this and about this, and we need it right now. Because we've been deserted by our own government. Our own government's been hijacked, and we have to admit it. This is the London Telegraph. One in four who've had Pfizer jabs experienced unintended immune response and had all sorts of horrible illnesses, including death. Isn't that interesting? Brazil to mandate COVID shots for children as young as 6 months. So Bolsonaro banned making the shots mandatory and didn't push him. They removed him. The State Department ran it. And now the communist Lula, they're saying they're going to CPS and take the children of anybody that doesn't give them 5, 6, 7, 8 shots, boosters, you name it, whatever Pfizer, whatever the CIA wants of the Brazilian children, that communist is going to line up and do it. Just like O'Biden 2 weeks ago said, we're not going to drill for more oil or gas here. We're not going to buy it even from the Muslims or Canada. We're going to buy it from Venezuela and prop up that communist dictatorship. And I've got an article on that right here. Venezuela orders arrest of top opposition figures claiming treason. The move is the latest of several that undercut prospects of a free elections next year. That's even the New York Times reporting that. Despite communities and commitments made to the Biden administration in return for sanction relief. The top prosecutor there, Jack Smith, accused several top opposition figures who are surging in polls of treason and ordered their arrest Wednesday. The latest blow to prospects of credible elections that our government has agreed to hold next year in exchange for lifting the crippling U.S. economic sanctions. They had an inside deal, folks, just like Lula. And they say Trump's the dictator, but our own State Department's helping run this whole thing. By our own State Department's measure, we have some of the most unfree, untransparent, opaque elections in the world. And it just goes on from there. It's tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. But we're not Venezuela, and we're not North Korea. And despite the fact we've been in a coma collectively, we have a pedigree. No matter what color you are, you're an American. We have a pedigree. We have a culture that you can be part of, that you can dial into, that you can make who you are. It's about individualism and freedom and basic rights we defend, because then it protects everybody. Got a clip of Victor Hansen Davis. Is it Victor Davis Hansen? Great historian. It's a little promo for a course they've got, but I think it's powerful. We're going to play that coming up next segment. We got a special guest in the studio with something really fun. We should have some fun here on the verge of World War III, and we should have fun in this culture against tyranny, and it's had some success, so we're going to be talking about that and taking back the culture. So look for that. Look for that all coming up next hour with a surprise guest in the studio. But please remember, I'm going to explain this again. You want to keep us on air. Free Speech Systems is making enough money to keep operating. We're not in the black a lot, but we've got maybe a tenth of a take right now. We're actually not on absolute E like we've been for years. So good job at InfoWarsStore.com. Double Patriot points, free shipping, X2, Turbo Force, incredible products, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. But this book, twice as long as my last one, or almost twice as long, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists Who Wants the Next Great Renaissance, it's an amazingly powerful book, and if you'll get the signed copy, it's a fundraiser at InfoWarsStore.com. The judge makes me pay half the legal bills. I'm millions of dollars in the hole. Free speech isn't. He's not changing that, but he says, but you can put the proceeds of your book into paying the bills. Oh, well, thank you. But if I sell it at regular price, or you just buy the regular unsigned one, that won't pay the bills. In fact, this isn't. And I don't know what we're going to get into here soon. We don't even have money, and we don't have to pay the legal bills, and we just shut down. I mean, that's where we're at very soon here. So it's a real chink in the armor. I don't fly the bicycle for a reason. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you need the book. That's historical memento to know you stood up at a key juncture in the battle, the most critical yet, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, to launch the Second Great Renaissance, InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to make a straight-up donation that goes to my legal and defense and the bills, it is the Give, Send, Go. Folks are great. I want to thank you all that have donated. If you haven't, please go to DefendJones.com. DefendJones.com, and you see we're toe-to-toe with the New World Order, and I'm just here to say, hey, I'm in the fight. I need ammo. DefendJones.com, and I am in a pretty big hole. With an audience this big, it should be really easy if even a few percent decided to go, hey, why not a show? There's a lot of shows out there, but this one's really had a big effect. I'm going to go to DefendJones.com, make a one-time donation, $5, $100, whatever. Again, I want to thank those that have, and I want to encourage those that haven't. The call for aid has come, and I don't know what I'm going to do. We're selling quite a few of the books, but not enough, and I'm just here trying. InfoWarsStore.com, plus it's a great book you need, plus, you know, great support Free Speech Systems. That's wonderful. But they kind of put us in this catch-22, though, where Free Speech is doing okay, but it can't pay my legal bills, which, because they say it's my company, so I can pay half, but I don't have money. Because it was all based on the original lie a year ago that I had hundreds of millions of dollars, but I didn't have millions of dollars, and it just goes on. But I don't want to talk about myself. You don't tune in here to hear that. And, you know, if we shut down, I'll still do a show somewhere and have interviews and stuff. So they're not winning. This is quite the operation, and I really don't want to see it happen. But, hey, it's in your court. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWars Platinum is great products as well, and that helps support what I'm doing as well, InfoWars Platinum. We're going to start the next hour with a surprise guest. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.